Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
There's a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now.
God bless you. Welcome to Amazing Grace Ministries, and I hope everyone has had a great day today. We're here today. Our topic of our broadcast tonight is Healing Belongs to You. First of all, we want to thank and praise God for such an awesome God that we serve. He is just, words cannot describe it. He is awesome, 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 awesome. He is so good. When we begin to realize all that Christ has done for us. There's no word can describe it. The thanksgiving, the praise, the glory and the honor that belongs to Him as we begin to come into the knowledge of knowing the price that Jesus paid for us and what He has given us. What is our possession? Our inheritance? Praise God. Many times as you think back over your life and you look back in the things that you've endured so far in your life and what Christ has done for you and the miracles and the blessings, and you just stand in awe. And I know for me, in my life as a young Christian, not really understanding the fullness of salvation, but yet enjoying, but not really fully understanding what I really possessed. It's sort of like, I would say, someone that is rich, wealthy, if you want to say, and they were allotted maybe a couple $1,000s, and they're really happy with that. Oh, wow, excited. And really don't realize that they're a billionaire. But when they come to find out that they're a billionaire, oh my gosh, the difference. Well, that's what it's like for me. You know, coming to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and salvation, being saved from hell's fire, great news. Yes, God loves me. Great news. Forgive my sins. Great news. But I was just scratching the surface. And yes, it brought great joy, many years. But knowing the fullness of what Jesus has given us, praise God. We are rich because he was made poor. We are healed because he bore our sicknesses and disease. He healed us. We have eternal life because he purchased it for us. He gave his life for us. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. God is not mad with you. That alone is great news. Even as a Christian, sometimes you will begin to think, you may do something or commit a sin or something will happen, and you think, oh, God is mad with me. Oh, God is frowning upon me. He's upset with me. No, he isn't. God loves you. When he looks at you, he sees his son, Jesus. We have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus paid all. Many of you may remember the song we used to sing in our church years ago, and we would get so happy, Jesus paid it all, to him I owe. We really didn't realize the fullness of what we were really saying. Got happy in the song, yes. But he really did pay it all. Past, present, and future sin. He paid it all. And along with that, he made us rich, and he healed us. The broadcast today is Healing Belongs to You. And I want you to begin to realize, I don't know if you have any conditions in your body or if you know of a loved one who has a condition in their body, and maybe you kind of went along with it. Maybe you knew Aunt Susie or Uncle Jack or someone who's had a condition in their body for years and years, and maybe it ran in the family line and you just figured, well, okay, we have to put up with this. And maybe you thought in your mind, oh, I hope I don't get this. It might be in my genes. First of all, you don't have to fear. The fear is not from God. Second of all, Jesus paid it all. He healed you over 2,000 years ago. Done deal. So whatever Aunt Susie might have or Uncle Jack might have, all you have to do is stand by faith and claim what rightfully belongs to you, and that's your healing. Okay? Now, we want to go into the scripture, okay? I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 14, and we're going to start at verse 34. I'll give you some time to really get a hold of that, okay? That's Matthew 14, verses 34, and we'll give you a few moments, okay? All right. Okay. We begin by saying, when they had crossed over, it reads, they came to the land of Gennesaret. Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized, and by the way, I'm reading the New King James Version, so if it's a little different from the regular King James Version International, just try to follow along with me, okay? Verse 35. And when the men of that place recognized him, they set out into all that surrounding region, brought to him all who were who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Praise God. As we read this text here, it said the men of that place, the land of Gennesaret, recognized Jesus. Obviously, they had heard, some had seen. Maybe some heard that it's this man, Jesus. And maybe some people pointed him out. Maybe he was in the marketplace or somewhere, but they recognized him. This is the man that is teaching us good news. This is the man that says he's sent from God. This is the man that's healing the sick and casting out devils. This is the man. They recognized him. So he was set apart from everyone else. They recognized something about this man. They heard something about him. They knew something about him. They recognized him. And right away, they sent out into all that surrounding region. Just think about it. Just picture it in your mind. Jesus may be walking with some of his disciples, and someone passes it. Isn't that Jesus? Jesus of Nazareth? That's the one who is going around healing people. That's the one who's casting out devils. And maybe they told someone else, and the news got spread more and more. And then people began to say, get you sick, he's casting out devils. Go run and tell anyone who's sick, who's ill. Quickly, Jesus is here. It spread fast. And they began to bring, the Bible says, to him all. Not some, not a few. All who were sick. Now, the lesson is saying today, healing belongs to you. If it could have been said over 2,000 years ago, that would have been a proclamation back then. Bring the sick. Bring the demon-possessed. Healing belongs to you today. Now, mind you, nothing like this had ever taken place. They knew about a God who possibly was an angry God. Some of them felt that the sickness or disease that they had on their body, that God gave it to them because they did something wrong and they were being punished. But there was some news that was going out. Jesus, this man is going about healing the sick. Maybe God is not mad with us anymore. All they knew that this man, Jesus, was healing people and casting out devils. And it was no conditions. No one said, well, he's healing the sick, but you have to be in good standing with God. Or he's healing the sick and you have to be perfect. Or he's healing the sick and you cannot be a criminal. Or he's healing the sick. You could not be divorced. He's healing the sick. You cannot be a drunkard. He's healing the sick, but you cannot be a murderer. No, there was no conditions that were broadcast. What was broadcast was that Jesus was here. And they knew that he was a man sent from God, and that this day, God was healing the sick. They didn't care about what happened yesterday or a week before or a year before, but today, Jesus is here to heal. Well, guess what, my friend? Today, Jesus is here to heal. There's no conditions. There's no requirements. But using your faith. That's all those people used. They believed in their heart. And as we read again, they really believed in their heart that all they needed to do was get to Jesus. And some of the ones who could not get to Jesus, others brought them. Now, the only thing that in this scripture it says, in verse 36, it says, and they begged him. My friend, my fellow saint, you do not have to beg God. He has already done it. He has already healed you. Healing belongs to you. It's part of your inheritance. It's part of what belongs to you already. They begged him. Think about in their minds. All they knew that Jesus was here to heal. And they heard about him, and they were like, oh, please, Jesus, please, please, if you just heal me today, if you only do this, it was that if, the condition, if you just do this, we know, now we believe because we heard the news about you. Our faith has brought us here today. We just want to know if you're willing. We're begging you. Of course, I'm very sure that Jesus let them know, yes, I'm willing. And probably before some could even get to him and start begging, he laid hands upon them and they were healed. And they began to gasp, possibly, before they even start the begging, they're healed. And the screams would go out. I'm healed. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. They begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. Now, I'm sure he touched some of them. But some, all they said, if I could just touch you, if they just let me touch you. And I'm quite sure that some didn't even ask. Some were like the woman with the issue of blood. Many of you may know that story already, who said in her heart, if I could just but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She had already made up her mind. Faith in her heart had declared. She had already spoken out of her mouth. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, it was already settled. Already settled. I'm going to get to Jesus. He's passing my way. I may not get this opportunity again. And I've got to get over there. I've got to push through this crowd. I'm going to sneak up on him. And I'm going to just touch the hem of that garment. And I believe that when I touch it, I'm going to be made whole. And we know the story of that woman. When she touched the hem of that garment, Jesus stopped. And he said, someone touched me. Of course, disciples say, Lord, if we use today's terms like, what up? Some people may say, or either say, what? What are you talking about, Jesus? All these people pushing and shoving and calling at you. Of course somebody touched you. No, you don't understand. I felt something. I felt virtue. I felt power. Someone touched me with faith. And it was released. My friend, I'm saying to you right now, today, touch him with your faith. Your faith. You may not see Jesus in the natural, but your faith can say, Jesus, I believe that you died for me, you rose from the dead, all of that you did for me, Jesus. But I also believe that you healed me, because your word says that by your stripes I was healed. 2,000 years ago, you suffered that. I was healed back then. So they touched the hem of his garment, and the scripture said, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Perfectly well. Jesus has paid it all. You really need to understand, and you need to really know what Jesus has done for you. Paul said in the scripture, he said, fight the good fight of faith. And when he ended his course, he says, I fought a good fight. Your fight is the fight of faith, not doubt, unbelief, but faith. I don't care what the doctor told you. I don't care what your grandma have, your uncle had, or whatever in your family line or genes or whatever you may call it. Jesus said, all things are possible to him who believes. If you will say to that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart that those things that you say, you will have whatsoever things you said. Whatsoever you said, you will have it. Now your fight is to have faith in what God has said, that you are healed. I don't care if you feel pain. I don't care if your diagnosis was just given today. By his stripes, we were healed. You need to really understand the power of the spoken word. Now, in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, it says God created the heaven and earth. Earth was out form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, it's so good because it says further down that God said, let there be light, and there was light. Here's a demonstration. God showed us a pattern. The scripture says, as he is, so are we in this world. When Philip asked, some of the disciples asked, show us the Father. He says, have I been so long time with you that you have not seen the Father? The works that I do, the things I do, I don't do it of myself, but whatever I hear the Father say, whatever I see the Father do, this is what I do. God said, let there be light. Was proclaimed. He spoke it. Boom, it happened. Power in the spoken word. And Jesus came along and said, if you will say, you will have whatsoever you say. And between that, believe and do not doubt. Your fight of faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Not by our senses. Now, your senses will say, don't you see it? Don't you feel it? You have to look at another sense. That sense of faith. Get past all your five senses and not look at that. I was reminded of a testimony, and I don't know if many of you may have heard of him, Smith Wigglesworth. And it was in his book about he used to declare that if anyone would come up on stage, the first person would come up there would be healed as he would open up his meetings. And people would be there to be as close as they can to the front stage, so when he would announce it, that person would race up there and be healed. Well, one particular night, as he began to declare that, these two ladies had brought up a lady there. And they got up on stage right away. Smith Wigglesworth said, okay, You pray for it, like, let her go. He said, we can't let her go. She'll fall. Let her go. Bam, she fell, hit the floor. Pick her back up, he said. I'm like, oh, people gasped in the audience. Picked her back up. He commanded her to walk. Let her go. He said, but she'll fall. Let her go. Bam, she fell again. People gasped again. He said, pick her back up. He said, let her go. He said, we can't, she'll fall. And this man rose up in the audience and said, you brute. He said, why not? He said, you mind your business, and I'll mind mine. He didn't look at what he saw. He didn't look at that woman falling again and again. Doubt could have came in. He could have dwindled because of the gas of the people, the man calling out, calling him a name. But he had another sense. He didn't go by his senses. He went by faith. He knew that God is a healer. And he knew that that woman was going to walk. He demanded that they pick her back up again. And she stood. He commanded her to walk, to move. I believe she had a tumor or something. The tumor fell off and she was totally healed and walked and everything. So I want you to move past doubt or fear. Your relatives you may have. You may have settled for the fact that maybe that relative has a disease or something and really self-pity sets in and you figure you're hopeless. There's nothing you could do but take them back and forth to the doctor or call them every now and then and ask how they're doing. No. I challenge you to begin to allow your faith to rise. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. What are you going to do about that? Are you going to believe God's word or not? He says, my word will not return to me void. It will prosper whereunto I sent it. He even gave an illustration as the rain, as the snow comes down from the heavens. It doesn't go back up. Have you ever seen snow go back up? Oh, if you're here in the state of New Jersey, we saw a lot of snow this winter. But I don't think no one has ever, in all of life, ever seen snow reverse. He says, so shall my word be. I give you a natural demonstration. God is not a man that he should lie. So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to believe that healing belongs to you? I challenge you, my friend. Fight the good fight of faith. Do not look at what you see. Do not go by what you feel. Do not go by what report. But you lay hands. And you begin to speak God's word. By his stripes I am healed. The word of God says, resist the devil and he will flee. Fight that fight of faith. And claim your inheritance. Healing belongs to you. Speak the word of faith. Do not shift to the left nor to the right. Do not back up. Stand firm. And until the next time, remember, healing belongs to you. As many as touched the hem of his garment was made whole. All of them. And you're a part of that all. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a God that does not change. He cares about you. God bless you. And until we meet again, healing belongs to you. God bless you, and bye-bye.